Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 23. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Hola.
Look at that. Another gentleman I gave you guys.
Men being gentle.
That doesn't sound like any of us.
Yeah, the later it gets, this is all I get.
This is more this gentle. Is what you get what you get.
Yeah. So, Creepies, thanks for joining us for number 23. It's kind of exciting.
It's Jordan's number, baby.
Jordan.
2-3.
MJ.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
We're jumping right in.
Woo! We always do.
That's what I like about these minis. Yeah,
I know. We get right to it.
First,
don't mess around. What are we going to talk about, Sean?
We're going to pick out. We're going to pick out.
We
are going to talk about one of my picks, and I know it's going to be really hard stretch and hard to believe that I'm going to pick out something like this, but it is called. And your wife Amy's like, this is Sean picking it. Yeah, I can tell.
I go,
who do you think did this? So this is called the Black Knight Satellite. Dun, 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 dun. And it is a conspiracy theory because I like myself a good conspiracy theory.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to set this up a little bit. We're going to talk about this. We're going to have some fun with it. I have to admit, this is one that goes all over the place. And I'm going to say it right up front instead of like waiting to the end. And we'll talk about it at the end a little bit too. But I'm not 100% on this. I'll be honest with you.
Mm.
But I find it fascinating. And we just came off
what
of
you, 90-10?
99, no, one. We just came off the alien talk, so I thought this would be fun. Mm-hmm. I know we try not to get anything too close together that's the same, but this goes into lots of conspiracy that we didn't get to talk about as much on our large two episodes. So, the Black Knight Satellite Conspiracy Theory. Now, you can tell right away Wikipedia is not sold on this either. Conspiracy theory claims that a spacecraft of extraterrestrial origin is in near polar orbit of the Earth and that NASA is covering up its existence and origin. This conspiracy theory combines several unrelated stories into one narrative. So, again, they don't believe it. There's a photograph of it. There's lots of photographs. I will put that as part of this post, too. Put a lot of photographs of it. There's a photograph here that's a 1998 NASA's photograph of space debris, an object believed by some conspiracy theorists to be an extraterrestrial satellite, the Black Knight, which I love the name Black Knight. I mean, you can't get any better than that. So this photo, it was taken during the STS-88 mission, claimed by some to show that the Black Knight satellite is cataloged by NASA as a photo of space debris, and space journalist James Ogberg considers it as probable debris of a thermal blanket confirmed from being lost during a mission. The mission. The history of it goes pretty far back. Actually, some people think it goes really far back. It's supposed to be potentially 13,000 years old. So it's a 13,000 year old satellite, which we didn't have satellites until the 50s,
yeah.
You know, that they,
that's what I was thinking,
but the aliens have them though,
but the aliens could have, yes,
had them for 13,000 years.
Absolutely.
I guess.
So according to some UFO conspiracists, the Black Knight is an artificial satellite of extraterrestrial, because I like to say that, origin, that has orbited the Earth for approximately 13,000 years. The quote-unquote satellite story is most likely a conflation of several disconnected stories about various objects and their interpretations, all of them well-documented independently, and none of them using the term Black Knight. So they're saying that was made up by conspiracy theorists. The origin of the Black Knight legend is often retrospectively dated back to natural extraterrestrial repeating sources supposedly heard during the 1899, you heard me right, 1899 radio experiments of one of my favorites, Nikola Tesla, and long delayed echoes first heard by amateur radio operator Jorgen Halls in Oslo, Norway in 1928. Brian Dunning of the Skeptoid podcast attributes Tesla's 1899 radio signals to pulsars, which were not identified until 1968. The interesting to note, I heard on one of the videos I listened to that Jorgen Halls, that was in the radio, the amateur radio guy in 1928, later on said he like took back his claims that it didn't happen. I find that interesting.
Well, of course.
Yes. Well, you twist somebody's arm hard enough.
Exactly.
Okay, okay, I give.
Okay.
I take it back.
So
that's how that works.
If you go back into Tesla thing.
Nothing really more.
Tesla said there was in the year of 1899, that he was getting mathematical sequences that he thought was from the planet Mars. And now people have kind of related his reports to, well, maybe he was in communication with this Black Knight satellite and didn't realize it.
Right. I had never heard of this thing until you mentioned it a while back.
Most people out there probably have not.
That's a Sean Lehman topic. I'm like, what? What is it? Yeah.
I find it interesting. I heard it on Ancient Aliens. Well, I have to give them a plug. I do enjoy me some Ancient Aliens. I'm going to go ahead and admit that. Nate has already admitted it.
That's a good show.
Talk about it. They talk about ancient aliens and their technology, and that this was along with or potentially part of this.
I find it interesting that this little article I have pulled up says, it said more than 23,000 pieces of orbital debris larger than about 4 inches are known to exist in the Earth's orbit, according to NASA. 23,000.
I've seen pictures.
4 inches.
I've seen pictures of the space debris. It's kind of ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's like a belt, I think.
It just kind of hovers all together.
They say there really should be something to do. Like there has to be some way to combat it too. And it is. It's a problem. You know, we just don't think about it. We think space being clean and pristine and serene.
I think some of it does fall back in atmosphere
and
burns up.
Yep.
It doesn't happen fast enough with all the stuff that we've shot up there.
There's no weekly garbage truck that goes out there and hauls it.
Pick up on Wednesday.
It's a fire pit somewhere out there.
And this article, they say that, you know, as far as the claim that this is a unidentified satellite of ET origin over Earth, they're like, it is false. They're like, we do not believe it. So it's kind of not, I mean, I'm not surprised at that. You know, I think most people are going to, I don't know. I think it could be a cover-up. I mean, who knows?
This is
from USA Today, by the way.
You dig deeper. Well, most, like I said, it's hard to find much out there that says, hey, let's talk about this because this is really interesting. Most people come at from it as a, this is a bunch of malarkey.
Right.
Yeah. There's no way. Some of the photographs, and maybe they're played with, look pretty weird. Some of them are like, that doesn't look like space debris. There was a video, and it was showing it from the International Space Station. So they're like, this is what we're talking about. And it doesn't quite look as dark and as ancient as some of the pictures. And it's like, but it also doesn't look like just regular space debris either.
Yeah.
So I find that interesting that, you know, and people are still trying to have discussions. Other people, like I said, just want to dismiss it completely. Mm-hmm. There's no way that there's satellites out there. Now, they said, you know, there's a space race, obviously, between Russia and America. Mm-hmm. And it went on for a long, long time. But one of the first things that was the race was about was who would put up the first satellite. And there were reports that the United States started seeing this satellite, and there were two satellites that they reported saying, we don't know what these are. And then they said later on, they said, well, we knew what they were. We wanted the Russians to think that, you know, we were ahead of them and to kind of throw them off. Mm-hmm. And so that gets into like, okay, now wait a minute. That's awfully convenient. So there's a lot of, in this story, there's a lot of smoke screening of the conspiracy theorists, which that always sounds, we've talked about that before. That's supposed to be a negative term. You're crazy if you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just somebody that's asking questions like, you know, we talk about ancient technology. Is it possible that something out there that we don't understand and that scientists don't understand, you know, or is it just a big, you know, space ghost story?
Right.
It could go either way, quite honestly. But it is interesting that there are a few people out there that say that's part of the cover up is, you know, by saying, just dismissing it outright, saying, nope, we're not going to talk about it. Nope. That's for crazy people. Nope. You're a flat earther. You're this wild, you know, extremist.
Yeah. I see a lot of like, you know, outright errors,
poo-poo in it,
and unscientifical. Yeah, a lot of words saying it's not real.
Well, this is why I wasn't going to come in here.
Called it space junk.
Yeah,
exactly.
Junk. Okay, let's get right to it.
Space junk.
But I mean, you know, get back to the conspiracy part of it. I mean, what if it really is? I mean,
That's what I wanted. That's kind of what I wanted to hit on. What if?
What if?
This is a fun thing just
to
think about.
And you have to ask that.
Yeah.
What if? I mean, it's a legit question. Mm-hmm. On all this stuff that we talk about, you know.
Like I said, some of the pictures are interesting. They have seen this around, you know, they say it is kind of like in polar orbit, but, you know, nothing stays quite in the same orbit all the time. It's, you know, can change. This has been spotted over Florida, allegedly. And people said, oh my gosh, there's a Black Knight satellite. It's been spotted around the globe in different places. This particular one is observed off the South African coast in 1998 is where it got some notoriety. Mm. So, and people are like, that's a space junk. You know, it's like, I don't know. You know, shouldn't we ask more questions?
You look at it as the what if. I mean, it's been out there for 13,000 years. I mean, if it were a satellite linked to an alien colony of some sort, I mean, it very well could be just doing research and watching the development of the Earth and mm-hmm. how we're developing and, you know, just keeping an eye on us so they don't have to physically be here.
This is an interesting report.
If it were.
True. It says the U.S. Navy picked up a dark, tumbling object on radar on February 11th, 1960, which the Defense Department alleged was merely space debris from an Air Force Discoverer satellite. Declassified Pentagon papers later revealed that this was a lie, and the object was, in fact, an American reconnaissance satellite launched to spy on Russia. So there's a lot of... That's the other thing is that sometimes they just want to say, it's all BS because they're trying to cover up something else. So yeah. I totally get that there's a lot of... They're covering up the cover-up, and that gets really... Then that makes it
honestly,
hard.
I mean,
if you're a good, honest conspiracy theorist, how are you supposed to be able to find the truth?
Right.
Well, and honestly, I mean... not everybody knows what all's up there. I mean, who knows what they've shot up there? It's a communication satellite going up in this rocket, but what else is in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what's
up
there.
What aren't they sharing?
Yeah.
This article I was looking at says, in 2017, conspiracy theorists claimed the Illuminati had shot down a UFO. They called the object the Black Knight satellite and said it had been orbiting, like we said, more than 13,000 years. When leaders of the secret society took action, said it was a wild claim, but it was only the latest to bring widespread attention to a shifting conspiracy theory that dates back to 1973.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, the Illuminati, another conspiracy type.
Well, that's what I had that written down here, too, that maybe the Illuminati blew it up, because supposedly it is the satellite in itself. There's theories that it is there to spy on mankind.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit, though, I've also heard that about the moon. Someday we're going to talk about the dark side of the moon, which will be fun.
Oh, yeah.
But they talk about what is the moon? This is...
there was a rock group that sang something about the dark side of the moon.
Dark side of the moon, they may be
Floyd.
Ding, 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 ding.
One of my favorites. But they talk about that the moon in itself is a huge satellite that has been used to trick mankind. And it is, with the size of our planet, we shouldn't have a satellite that large. That moon is awfully big for us. Now, and there's also very, what seem like very educated and scientific reasons for why the moon is there. But other people say there's no way that moon just naturally popped up. It has been put there on purpose or some kind of nefarious reason. Me personally, I don't believe any of that, but I think it's interesting. Well, but it links to this whole idea of satellites.
You need something big to hide the alien convoy that's hiding behind it.
Exactly, Nate. Now you're understanding.
I don't believe you.
No. I slide into these discussions very carefully because I'm not 100% sold, but I do find these are interesting.
Transformers are up there.
It's a step above. It's made of cheese. What did we say? It was Swiss?
Gouda? Oh, no, that Gouda. I believe. Sure. Swiss, Gouda. I think when God made the moon, he made it out of Swiss cheese.
When he was hungry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's like, I am so hungry. Let's make it out of cheese.
He takes a bite out of it and he just remolds it. And
somebody, there are conspiracy theorists out there like, come on, guys. Take this seriously.
I know. Not trying to disrespect anybody, but you know what? I have my... God put the moon there, and there you go.
I mean, we can do many things. Why can't they somehow probe it?
Yeah.
And how do they know it's 13,000 years old?
That's a good question.
I always ask that really good question.
Yeah.
Oh, so this bone is 40 billion years old. Seriously.
How do we know
something
like that?
I think that is so... You can just say anything.
When you throw a number out like that...
Well, things that have a biological... residue or whatever, I mean, they can carbon date it, but I mean, that It gets it in the ballpark, but that's still not precise either.
I believe that was supposed the idea, and I don't know this. I'm by no means a Black Knight satellite specialist or expert. I think 13,000.
Then why do we have you on the show,
exactly,
Sean? Then the whole reason I said, you know what? If we ever do a Black Knight satellite,
I'm going home now.
I'm going for an expert, Sean.
I know. That's why am I here? Why am I being paid the big bucks?
Yeah.
I think that was the last major ice age, they believe, the Jünger Dryas. I'm sounding really intelligent now. But I think that would, the Jünger Dryas, it's a long, yeah. You've got to listen to very intelligent.
Sounds like I take an ointment for it.
I feel like I'm going to have to go on a
Jünger Dryas.
You do need ointment for that.
Salve.
But that's where they think that a lot of technology and ancient technology
I'm
was
cracking
lost.
Myself up. Listeners,
again, I promise you, I'm not a subscriber to all this, but I do find it interesting.
This is a very interesting conspiracy theory piece of whatever. From
you can see my tinfoil hat, can't you, over there?
Well, for this, I put my tinfoil socks back on.
And your underwear?
Yeah, and honestly, you're right, in my underwear.
Honestly, the world powers have any, like, thought of it being a true probe of some sort, I mean, we have the technology to blast it out of the sky.
Which is the Illuminati took care of, don't worry.
Well, yeah, so
anytime when you throw the Illuminati in there, you're
that is,
you just got, all of a sudden, you've just discredited the whole thing, which maybe that's what we need to do, but...
Possibly, yeah. That kind of puts a whole different twist on it. But no, I know what you're saying. Yeah, blow it up.
I mean,
if it's,
all this conspiracy about it, what is it, and this and that. I mean, we have the means to figure all this out.
It's like they don't want to, or I don't know.
Or like Sean said, I mean, it's a cover up because they don't want us to know what it is.
Well, it's
like a cover up for another cover up.
Yeah.
From the 19th.
And they forgot what their cover up was.
Yeah, they probably have so many cover ups. They have no idea what's going on.
From that dark.
Wait a minute, I thought we were covering that up. No, I told you we're covering that up.
From that dark and tumbling object in 1960 that says the following year, famed ufologist Jacques Vallée claimed he had recorded footage of a UFO that was in retrograde orbit around Earth's rotation until it was ominously confiscated. Further charges that NASA was hiding something. Then in 1973, that's when the story kind of came to fruition or kind of came about. A science fiction writer named Duncan Lunan originated a theory that united all these events, and the current story was born. So that's kind of how it all. That's why they said it's a lot of different interweaving stories that are kind of loosely based together and sort of not, and how it all came into this one big picture.
If I hear somebody named Jacques in the story, that's who I'm believing.
I think Jacques is a very credible name. Yes, I do.
Jacques. Anybody named Jacques out there?
Right next to Sean and Nate and Todd.
And if you discovered some eight-legged, three-headed whatever, and your name Jacques, I'm all in. I'm like, yep, that's who you want. Those are always the, the people that find this stuff and study. And
it's weird.
They're credible to me, Jacques. Jacques.
This is Jacques.
Jacques Gusto.
Lunan told the magazine Spaceflight that a 13,000-year-old UFO orbiting the Earth was to blame for the bizarre sightings and signals. He even claimed to have decoded them as a message and said they were instructions from an alien race on a double star, not a single star, a double star named Epsilon Bootis. Again, how can you discredit something by the name of Bootis?
Right.
Bootis.
Jacques Boot. Oh, no.
That would be really, really something to listen to, right?
This one says... sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that he later... this is the problem, is people say these things, and then they withdraw them. And then they say them, and then they withdraw them. So Lunan later withdrew his fantastical claim and firmly stated he wanted nothing to do with the Black Knight satellite. Nonsense.
They're going
to
send their goons over there and break his legs.
Again, but they said that was the conspiracy.
Their pipes ready, their baseball bats.
The conspiracy theorists say that is part of... what do you call it, Illuminati or the darker forces on Earth saying, let's not go there, people.
Yeah.
And there were interesting in other cases, Gordon Cooper, he's an astronaut. He probably doesn't want his name out there, right? Or his family doesn't. He was alleged to have seen it on a space flight. Did you see that one out there? And then they say that he saw it. He reported he saw it. And then later on he said, nonsense. Somebody's making that up. Those are conspiracy theorists making that up. So again, put it out there, showed that he put it out there. But then he said, no, I didn't. That was made up.
Right.
So it's like, what?
You got paid off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, I don't know who to believe on this. This stuff gets very, like I said, that's why it's fun to talk about, right? It gets very convoluted and a very, he said, that she said, and they said, and then this is, and then we, if we put it back to 13,000 years ago, who knows, right?
This article I'm reading, it says about long delayed echoes.
Did yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Said in the film Contact, which I have not seen. Have you guys seen Contact?
Yeah.
I have, yes. Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know about it. I've never seen it. Said, I guess aliens first alert humanity to the fact that they have received our transmissions by sending transmissions of Adolf Hitler giving a speech, of course, as it says, according to the film, which took the same dramatic license for a cool scene, said it was one of the first high-frequency broadcasts that could make it through the what is that, ionosphere. Says Black Knight's conspiracy theorists believe that the satellite has been doing something similar, sending back our own signals at us as long delayed echoes. Interesting. I've just never seen the movie. So
very interesting, right?
Okay.
So that Gordon Cooper comes from 63. He's an astronaut, supposedly reported that a UFO sighting during this was in the 15th orbit in Mercury 9 that was confirmed by tracking stations, but there's no evidence that it happened. So neither NASA's mission transcript nor Cooper's personal copies show any such report being made, but that it was released back then. So again, it's, ooh, here it's gone. And then it goes into the guy I'm talking about, Duncan Lunan, that said stuff and then said, no, I don't want any part of it. That was back in 73 and he's a Scottish author. So it's like, oh my goodness sakes. It just gets really crazy.
Yeah. I really don't know what to think about it. I mean, it's, what do we always say? It's probable. It's possible. That's what I meant to say.
I would like to see the people that have seen it, because there have been, like I said, there's the Florida sighting where it came and then it disappeared. And it's like, okay, where did it go? I want to know, yeah, who are these people, how credible they are. And you know, it's one of those things where, like, if you see something and you think it doesn't look right, and sometimes there's a good explanation, there's good science behind it, and sometimes it's just an unsolved mystery. But I would like to hear more about some of those. There are several of them out there, but again, it doesn't seem like, it seems like a lot of that stuff is kind of like, oh, it's just bogus. Oh, it's just somebody, you know, that has mental problems or they were drunk or they, you know what I mean?
Wants a quick minute of attention.
Exactly. And maybe that's the truth. And that's what I'd like to see more of that. But there is, most of the stuff that you find out there is really trying to basically debunk this and saying this is, it's nothing, you know, and maybe it isn't, but it's just really interesting. And again, like the name, whether it's true or not, or real or not, it's an interesting conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we talked about at the beginning, what if I'm not a sold on this at all. Like 50-50 would probably be stretching it for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm reading on
25-30% maybe.
USA Today, they have a article on it and stuff and says R rating, false.
Yeah.
We rate as false the claim that there is an unidentified satellite of extraterrestrial origin near Earth based on our research. The black object seen in the image is a piece of space debris cataloged by NASA during the 1998 space shuttle mission.
So that's a pretty good, I think that that's likely that that's what it is. But again, there's so many things on this planet
you can't confirm
that make you think.
Yeah. I mean, unless someone goes out there, touches it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or brings it back.
Things that make you go, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, when we're doing our aliens episode, I mean, it makes you think. You know, like I said, I was kind of like, and then, you know, the more I hear other podcasts talk about aliens and UFOs, and then we do our research and we do our episode, I'm leaning more towards, you know, what I give it last time, 80-20?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe 81-19. I'm not sure.
Such a shift.
Well, I don't know. I think if it was alien technology,
shift, right?
I mean,
I said shift.
They've been pretty good at being hidden for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you just leave something there floating around that we can find at any given time?
It's a good point.
Yeah, seriously.
I agree. And I don't know. So it does. It seems,
I mean, it's there or it's not.
Fantastical, because again, I'm not completely sold, but I do find, like I said, hey,
the conspiracy's fun.
It is fun. And
that is the fun part.
Yeah.
talking about it, right?
Ancient technology is an interesting. They have artifacts that they're like, I don't know. This looks like it's supposedly ancient batteries that they found. Like,
man,
how did they do this? And what was this for? And you know,
From the 1980s. Sure,
I've got some old door cell. Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, that is ancient.
Like you
that
get into the vintage. Get into the whole Atlantis stuff. I mean, the technology that is associated with Atlantis.
Been there.
It's
a nice place to vacation.
Far beyond
not a place you
want to
live.
Yeah. But yeah, the technology
bought the t-shirt.
No, far beyond what people believe anybody in that time era could have had.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Oh yeah, I agree. I do agree on that. This real quick, this says in a piece of evidence that goes somewhat against the NASA are covering everything up, in quotes. Portion of the Black Knight satellite theory, there are several photographs that are publicly available on the NASA website, which show the alleged UFO. It also says they have already been identified. So did you see that? Where I didn't know that NASA has photographs, and they're just kind of like, oh, no, it's not. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, They're quick to say,
it goes along. We've mentioned other things like the Smithsonian. When we talk about giants, the Smithsonian, like, there's giants and there's bones and nothing to see here. And what'd you do with all of them? You know, like they say that's been covered up. So it's like one more thing to cover up. Why not? You know, so
yeah,
again, you can't handle the truth.
It's kind of exactly. And
great movie line.
It's kind of,
that would be.
Yeah, we should write that.
Somebody
into,
should use that
into a movie.
Yeah.
Mr. Nicholson.
What? It is interesting. I'm glad you brought this up, Sean. When I see some of your topics and you send them to me,
and you're like, dude,
I'm
seriously.
Like, what is this?
where are we going?
Where are we going with this? No, it's
get on the magic school bus.
Very, very interesting.
This is a photograph, just as the last one, over the Philippines, and it says it's 100% alien proof claim. So that looks like 100% proof claim of aliens, right?
A little fuzzy.
A little fuzzy. I know.
100%. I'm up to 100%.
I was like, okay.
They're always fuzzy. Yeah. So over the Philippines. Okay.
Florida.
What was the other? South Africa.
South Africa. Yeah. Okay. It's been spotted all over the place and appearing and disappearing. So it's hard to look.
Hard night satellite. It is a cool name. Regardless.
Yeah, I like the
real
name.
Or not. Cool name. I like it.
It is cool.
Yeah. So
I'm glad I could bring it to you.
So I'm probably, like you said, Sean, I'm probably at 50-50 at best. You
know? Oh, that's that's pretty good, I think. Yeah.
I think actually that's pretty good, really, for something like this.
I really do. Like I said, I'm probably around the 25-30-ish.
And I'm 50-50?
Exactly. Whoa, I think I'm below you on this. And I brought it to you.
Huh.
I don't know.
He's trying to trick you.
I'm part of the... Hey, I'm part of the...
I'm not biting. I'm home strong, Nate.
I'm part of the cover-up. Checks in the mail, Illuminati.
His last name tonight. Sean Knight.
Exactly.
Or Sean Layman Knight. Interesting.
I can either confirm or deny anything.
What about you, Nate? What's your, if you had to give a percentage?
You're over under.
Oh, maybe 10%. That's real. It's real low. I don't know.
See? He's even, isn't that wild?
50. We're 50-50.
He's 50-50. Man, we are like definitely
reversing.
You know like
why? Because I'm thinking the government's in on it. That's why I just.
It's definitely something.
No, I don't. It's something. Yeah, I don't know.
It's something.
I'm home strong. I'm home strong.
That's a definitive answer. It's something.
It's something.
It's definitely something.
Yeah, there's something there.
Brought to you. This something was brought to you by Middle Asian Creeped Out.
Yeah, Sean's gonna go. Hey, about this episode.
Yeah,
this topic. I'll go. Oh yeah, is it something? No,
it's
not.
Nothing. Okay. Yeah. Normally I say this was a great episode. I'm gonna be like. Dude, this ain't nothing.
It was funny when Amy's like, Black Knight satellite, what is that? And I'm like, oh, it's alien related.
It's she's like, it's made up.
Yeah. Every topic that I was having her type up, she's like, you guys are making this stuff up. Like, I'm really not.
We're really not.
Whether it's real or not, I don't know, but it's really a topic.
We're running out of material, so we're making stuff up.
Yeah.
The funny thing is I've
the
been.
The red donkey. Seriously.
All these other conspiracy. <It's real. laughs> Anything else that's conspiracy based, I've always been able to play devil's advocate. But with this one, I couldn't get comfortable with it. Where it was like, oh, yeah, but what? Hey, guys, I really believe. Nah, I can't. I just can't quite get there. But I think it's fun, like I said, to introduce.
Now, when I say 50-50, I just want to say, I'm not saying that I think it's as far as like an alien thing. I'm just saying I think it's real. I think there's a...
No, no, you've already said I'm communicating with it.
I think it probably is.
I've got it writing, signed over
here. I think it's debris, 90% debris. I'm saying,
Oh, no, I agree. Yeah, no.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're right on my boat.
There. I mean, I think it is something.
Yeah, like, it's something.
No, I believe it's something, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm not saying...
I thought you meant you were believing that it was alien technology.
No.
I was like, man, that's pretty impressive.
No.
So you're back.
That would be...
You're at 1% on that
percentage on that, I'd be like, yeah, probably... Yeah, 99% is not.
Yeah, right.
But 50-50, it's even something.
Yeah.
So we're
now I do feel
something.
So I feel crazy. I'm 25-30%. I'm like way up there. I still think that's kind of a stretch of it still, but
that it's alien.
Yeah.
I'm.
I said that's. I thought that was a stretch, but
you know what? I'll give you 3%. Okay,
3%.
That's the best I can do. Take it or leave it. I'm shying my offer across the table.
I was just shocked that you're up that high.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. Thanks, Sean, for that. And I'm all. You know. I don't have anything else. Nate, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's time to call it a night.
Oh,
and that's a wrap.
I like it.
I do too. I like it. Thanks, Nate. Sean, listeners, hope you enjoyed mini number 23, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.